All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 36, Men of the Cave Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't sing an intro today because we had something tragic happen. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a little dedication to Chad from Linkin Park. Memoriam to him.
Chester.
My bad, Chester. I don't want to say Chad. Chester.
So little dedication to him. R.I.P. Chester from Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Rip, rip.
Got Gil here with me.
What's up? What's up?
Got Hot Sauce.
Yes.
Johnny Danger with the taco hat.
Whoa.
And of course, I'm here myself with the raspy voice.
The one and only.
The hardest Mac in the podcast.
Yeah, hardest Mac.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. It's a doozy, folks.
We're basically going to talk about Game of Thrones and all the trailers from San Diego Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Or not all of them, but
the Super good chunk Bowl. Of them.
We're gonna try to hit as many as we can.
Yeah, it was a plethora of trailers.
So just so that we can give people that didn't see any of that an example of what did we see? What did we see? What trailers did we see? I know we saw The Gifted, which is that X-Men Fox TV show.
Mm-hmm.
There was a trailer for that.
Walking Dead. I know you hate it, but Gay. Walking Dead.
We saw what else we see?
We saw some Thor.
Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. Saw some Justice League.
Stranger Danger.
We saw a new Defenders trailer, I believe, dropped as well.
Nice.
That was the leak of the Infinity War trailer.
Yeah, that was leaked.
And
they still don't want to give it to us.
Yeah. Freaking Marvel. All the other studios do it except them.
They actually released a Game of Thrones trailer.
Yeah. They had a behind the scenes of episode 8 of Star Wars also.
Yes, they had the new Black Lightning trailer, which is another property, DC.
Nice.
The Flash season 4 trailer.
Nice.
Wasp and Ant-Man. So Ant-Man 2 footage, mm-hmm. details. Mm-hmm. Westworld 2 trailer. Man, that's a lot.
In the East.
And there's also a lot of news about movies coming out. There was a trailer for the new Star Trek Discovery.
Mm. Oh, I catch up.
Yeah, a lot of stuff came out. I mean, more than I think than we can maybe fit into an hour and a half. But
it is the Super Bowl of all comic book conventions.
It sure is. We also saw a trailer for a movie called Ready Player One.
Oh, yes.
Steven Spielberg.
Finally, we talked about the book a while back, guys. So yeah. Now it's officially a movie.
There was the first trailer for Krypton, the sci-fi series that's going to focus on Superman's home.
Mm-hmm.
It's before like a Superman.
Prequel, yeah, like his grandfather, really, right?
Yeah. A new Netflix series called, or movie called Bright.
Mm-hmm. With Will Smith.
With Will Smith.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wiki, wiki, wow.
Bum, 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 bum.
So we might not talk all of these things. I'll tell you what, by the end of this next episode, we would have talked about all of them.
Yeah.
So if we got to break it into two, we will.
Break it down. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
So let's first start off with John to tell us about a trailer that he really enjoyed. What trailer for what movie was it, John?
That was Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. So what did we see in the trailer?
We saw Thor, of course.
Of course.
We saw Hulk. We saw a big-ass wolf. That was pretty good.
It was fighting the Hulk.
We saw Loki, of course. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who the chick is supposed to be.
Ella.
Not the bad guy. Not the bad girl. But the other one.
Oh, the... What's
the one with the two swords.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of hot too.
I mean, they're both hot, but yeah. And then we saw Thor going, at the end of that, we saw Thor going head to head with some crazy looking demon thing. So, yeah.
What else did we see?
We saw Loki.
It looks like they're going to form up another team, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it looks like how Thor 2, yeah, pretty much like Thor 2, but it's going to be, you know, an addition with Hulk and that other chick as well. Call her Two Sword Girl for now. But yeah, we saw Thor and Loki actually wielding some guns and shooting down some people. That looked pretty dope.
Because it looks like Thor doesn't have his hammer.
No, yeah, he got it. That shit shattered.
It's got shattered.
And so who's the villain? We know it's Kate Blanchett, but she's the goddess of death.
Yeah, I don't know her full name. What is it?
I don't know. I don't know if they said it, but
they said Hela.
Hela? Is it Hela? Hela.
Hela. That's what's up.
Hela. Yeah. So do you think that this goddess of death could kind of take the form of who Thanos is trying to impress when he takes the Infinity Gauntlet?
No, I think it's going to be somebody else, completely somebody else.
You don't think that it's kind of, you know, the comparison is kind of
uncanny?
Coincidence there?
It might be, but I don't think it's going to be the same person, because the one that Thanos was trying to impress was Lady Death, and she was just skull and bones, and she was a legit figure of death, like Dios de los Muertos style, you know.
So from the trailer, what do we surmise?
Death. Like, what do you mean?
Like, what do you, from when you watch the trailer, what do you think? What do you think happens? So she shows up in Asgard, and
Thor tries to put a stop to her really quick. He got slapped down, you know, he got teleported up by the Collector, probably in due time. And then, it kind of goes from there. That's where the
story... Looks like he fights the Hulk in an arena.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, you know, looking at Planet Hulk, maybe, kind of throwing that kind of in there together.
Yeah, maybe like a little mashup.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they did show the actual Hulk starting to speak, though. That looked pretty dope.
Hulk. Yeah, so at the end, he speaks. Like it's kind of
like
funny. Water.
Yeah, it's like that little tidbit, you know, you got to laugh in a little bit.
So, Hot Sauce, tell me, is it look like it's going with that comedic style that you get out of Guardians of the Galaxy? Because Thor isn't known really for his comedy.
They're going to sprinkle it here and there, but it'd still be its own thing.
I think it's going to be like a suitable funny thing, you know? It's not going to be anything too heavy duty.
Thor has short hair too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did actually.
Somebody gave him a haircut finally.
Did he lose his powers when he cut his hair?
I don't know, does he?
Well, he had thunder at the end of it.
Yeah.
Man. Gilbert.
I want to see Beta Ray Bill if they do the Planet Hulk thing. Maybe it's the cameo of him. Please. At least a cameo.
That'd be
Beta
pretty
Ray
dope.
Bill.
That'd be really dope. That'd be
so freaking awesome.
So Thor Ragnarok is the last movie before we get Infinity War.
No? Black Panther is.
Oh, yeah. Black Panther, right? Okay, so.
Solid.
But by the end, by the end sorry, of this movie, by the end of this movie, Thanos should have all the Infinity Gems.
We'll find out how he gets that last gem. Yeah.
Because I really don't. Trouche. Black Panther, I don't think it's... Since it's not in space...
Yeah.
You don't think
maybe it'll be a
two-parter,
though. Maybe
I think he'll have it before Black Panther.
I think so, too. But then maybe, like, the end of Black Panther, they'll show, like, the team assembling. They'll know
probably
Thanos
something
is on the
like
way
that.
Or something
yeah.
like that.
You got kind of, like, an 80s vibe to it.
The intro, like, the music, where they showed the logo and a Marvel and everything.
I feel like
80s.
They're trying to do something similar to what they've been doing with the Guardians, you know?
Which is cool.
It's
a good formula. It's not a bad formula, but I think you got to make Thor, not Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's just the first two movies compared to like all the other Marvel movies were like kind of too serious and kind of like it's different from the rest of all the other movies, so they wanted to add a little more.
Didn't the Infinity War trailer, they showed it at San Diego Comic-Con and it leaked online, but it's not great quality. I tried to watch it. It was just so bad quality. I was like,
really?
No, I don't really
I've been avoiding
watch it.
Watching it personally.
But in the beginning of that trailer, the Guardians are in the Milano and they bump into something and it's Thor, the spaceship, and they pull him in and they meet him. So it could make sense that they're going with that 80s theme because
it's set
he's about to meet them
pretty
soon. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But it's not in the 80s though. That's
it's
what's kind of weird about it.
That's the weird part. Because
even
it.
When you look at Bruce Banner, he's wearing like an 80s style shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the planet that they're on is in an 80s.
Yeah, like
kind of
the rich, like how don't forget the Zohan, they were stuck in like the 80s too, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Actually, they did do that kind of thing. Yeah. That'd be cool.
So when does Thor come out? It's coming out
November, I think.
November, right?
Yeah, so November something.
Is that something everybody's going to see?
Absolutely. Love Thor.
Yeah, Thor's going to actually be a good one.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't point at me. Don't point your
are
finger.
Are you
going to
see it?
Slap that shit down. Slap it down.
Slap it to bits.
So, very happy about Thor. It looks really good. I know a lot of people were very excited about it. With all the trailers that came out, I mean, it was I think that was one of the last ones they showed on Saturday, I think. So, left people with a really good vibe.
That's cool.
Hot sauce. What trailer did you see that you got excited about?
The Justice League was the one I saw, and
it was a pretty long trailer, right?
Yeah, they showed a lot more action, more.
What happened in the trailer?
Pretty much what was happening before. They just showed more action.
Wonder Woman's butt cheeks.
Kicking ass.
Her firm
left butt cheek. Left and right butt cheek.
How strong she is too. Like she took a
strong butt cheek.
Hit to the head, just like nothing.
Like it was nothing.
Just
yeah.
Just annoyed her.
So it kind of opens with Wonder Woman, and then it goes to like the Batman and.
Yeah,
and Bruce Wayne and
Aquaman riding one of those demon things like a skateboard.
Yeah, like just fluffing his hair, like
his locks flowing,
being cool.
The major, right?
The teaser at the end, you know, of course, Superman.
Yeah, Superman. It seems
they
like
did something drastic, like make it, which not gonna happen. Lantern.
And the villain is the villain is, if I'm not mistaken, Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. Okay,
I believe that's his name. They haven't really shown a good.
Like who could possibly
they haven't shown a really good look at his face from the front, just like from the distance.
I mean, you would know if it was Darkseid or not, though. That's a thing.
But he's kind of one of Darkseid's
like lackeys.
Little lackeys, right? Like the foreshadowing of them.
I think so.
And it's interesting the dialogue that he says. He says, you know, no lanterns, no Kryptonians. Mm-hmm. Which hopefully, I'm hoping that they'll show a Green Lantern in this one.
Or maybe like
just a cameo or something.
Or like a little cameo of a dark side. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool, too.
Mm-hmm. They might show it at the very end, though.
They show Flash. He looked, but it seems like he's a kid.
Yeah, that's...
Hasn't really come to his
full... real goofy, you know? He's not...
Yeah, like he hasn't come to his...
Which he's always been in, even in the cartoon movies, like the comic relief. So
yeah, yeah.
It's nice. It works out for it. Like that suits him. Like that character actually suits him.
We saw a little bit more of Cyborg.
What
did you think about Cyborg, John? When you saw it, you made a little
squealed
a little bit. Like oh,
he like tentacle-fied his hand into the computer. That looked
whatever
pretty
the
dope.
Batman.
Yeah,
vehicle
he like
is.
Jacked into it. Tentacle raped.
It also looked tentacle.
The
we're not watching anime
mobile.
Now, okay?
Yeah.
So, but it looked like they were on the island of Themyscira and the Amazon. He came there. And,
yeah, that's where
they were fighting with them or something. So they may have a part in it.
Yeah.
We'll it looks interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you think Joss Whedon had a lot to do with a lot of these scenes that we saw? Because from the news that we're getting is that his reshoots are pretty extensive.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, man, I don't know. That's the thing. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell where Zack Snyder's ends and his begins.
Yeah.
I bet you they won't say, I don't purposely think put in something for Ted.
Like a little...
the Green Lantern portion of it. Whether it's going to be like a little sneak peek towards the end of the movie or something like that. Or even that dialogue we heard.
I feel like the portrayal of that look... That even like that whole like setup was way better than the previous like,
yeah. It showed a little bit more.
It seemed
or a lot
like,
more actually.
Yeah, a whole lot more.
Like
but I feel like
trailer.
That whole trailer itself like was better than the previous trailer, and that trailer showed some action right there.
How disappointed are you on a level of 1 to 10 that there is no Martian Manhunter and no Green Lantern in the Justice League?
Yara.
I got you.
You get it?
On a scale of 0 to Yara, how disappointed are you with Theon?
There you go. Yeah.
For Yara, okay. So 10.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that as a joke. I was waiting for it to click.
On a scale of 0 to Joffrey, how bad is your cough?
Yeah, exactly. but no, it wasn't that bad. I wasn't that disappointed in it. You know, it seemed like it did. I mean, maybe they're setting it up, you know.
Because I think they announced Green Lantern Corps. Then the Green Lantern movie will be called Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, yeah, they did.
That's
cool.
Because they're going to have all three of them in there, right? Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
That'll work.
It's definitely going to happen. The movie.
It will work. It will happen.
And somehow they're going to get Ryan Reynolds to come back and do it.
So what did you think watching that? Watching the Justice League, did your expectations for the movie jump higher? Or?
Yeah, it did, actually.
I got a better vibe compared to watching the original like Batman versus Superman trailer and...
Oh, yeah, way better vibe.
Way better vibe. So I think they're cleaning this up for the better.
I think so. It looks like they're taking the step in the right direction.
Do we temper our expectations, Hot Sauce, after the disappointments of Suicide Squad, Batman vs Superman. After all those, these disappointments after disappointments of DC movies, are we optimistic, or are we kind of like holding back to wait and see because we don't want to get too excited?
Optimistic with Wonder Woman. They took a step in the right direction for the first time, so.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we're going to be good.
I had a talk with one of my buddies, and we were wondering if Wonder Woman was good because it was good, or was it good because we've just been so used to seeing not good movies.
I think we had that conversation as well.
We did, right?
Yeah, quite extensively.
I think I talked to him about it, and it was just he was not very, he didn't, my friend Mitch, he's like, it was okay. It wasn't as good as everyone thinks it is, but you know, I think I have to see it again.
It wasn't like a 10 out of 10.
No, for sure. It was a good movie.
About an 8 out of 10, I would say.
I'd say about 7.
What Justice League character are you most excited to see?
Those butt cheeks.
Yeah, I'd say Gal Gadot looks good.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Gadot. What character are you most excited to see? Get your head out of the gutters.
Flash, actually.
I'm excited for the Flash, too.
I like his comedic vibe.
Nobody wants to see Aquaman, really?
Aquamartha.
Best friend.
What's your mom's name?
He's not your Aquamartha. Best friend yet.
Yeah. We're going to hang out in Austin this November.
Are you going to hang out with Aquamartha, his mom?
Yeah. She wants to.
You're going to go throw some access to,
nice,
to as well.
Steak dinner. Never call her again.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Cyborg might actually steal the show.
Actually, he might. He might. He has a good possibility. He already stole the Batmobile, so, I mean, he's on to a good start.
With his, when he tentacle raped it?
Yeah. Tentacle porn raped.
Or maybe they'll do Superman justice and make him
a badass.
I do
not take responsibility for any of the weird anime things that are said on this podcast, John.
Big old disclaimer.
Big disclaimer right there.
Big disclaimer. I mean, disclaimer.
That's why I put on this pillow when we live stream.
You don't want the snake coming out.
I don't. I mean, we get a lot of followers, but it's going to be for a different reason.
You don't want to awaken the dragon now, do you?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, well, how come that microphone's in your pants?
Game of Thrones coming later. We'll talk Stormborn later. Yeah. We hinted it during the.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me about the trailer that you saw that most stood out.
Stranger Things 2.
Stranger Things 2.
From Netflix.
So, what happened in the trailer?
So, still in the 80s. Still nice. Got that awesome, creepy vibe, but yet the gang's back together. They're at the beginning, they're like, all, you know, all the kids are all happy. And
Eleven's not there, though, right?
Eleven's not there, but the number one scene, they're all in an arcade, and I don't know if you guys remember the end of the first season. I think the kid's name's Will, where he's able to, like, still see the other alternate universe. Like, he'll get flashes of it.
He'll hook off and then, like, he'll get a...
Yeah, the upside down.
He'll get part of the upside down, yeah.
So they continue on that theme on this one. So he's in the arcade, and that happens again. But this time, they go more in depth. He's in the arcade. But then all of a sudden, everything changes, and everything gets all dark, and he goes outside the building, and he sees in the distance, like a big old red clouds and this giant red monster flashes. I was like looking his way, calling his name, Will, trying to search for him. And then they just, boom, cut the end of the scene. And then they go to another part of the scene later on where they do show Eleven in the upside down. And she's putting her hand through some kind of like gooey portal thing, reaching out to the regular world. So she is back in this one, guys.
Damn.
So it does look very, very interesting. They even have throwback, do a little throwback. I guess it's during Halloween this is taking place, or at least one of the episodes are. They're all in Ghostbusters costumes, and they have the little little trap thing, whatever. I forgot what they called it.
Yeah, the ghost trapper.
The ghost trapper.
And that, like,
trap house.
That's how they trap something in it, and it shows it all, like, shaking and stuff. That was kind of cool, I thought.
Yeah.
The king of the trap.
So, yeah. I mean, I look forward to the Stranger Things, too, and binge watch the shit out of that episode.
Yeah,
first it was episode series.
Each series, that whole series was really good. I'm not going to lie.
Did you notice Hot Sauce, the tone? It seems like it's going to be more of a horror tone, like a scary tone, than it is. The first one was more of like of a mystery, like, you know, the kid disappeared.
Sprinkle the horror in there, but I think it's going to be more prevalent, more often that they have to deal with it.
I think because at first you didn't know what you were dealing with. This time you know what they're dealing with, and you know what kind of like situation they're in, you know. So I think it's an. That's why it needs to go more towards the horror side than it would be towards the mystery side, because it's not.
Yeah,
like,
it seems like it, like the natural progression is for it. Yeah, to be
It's meant to be like that. Oh, okay, crap. It's
the as the series went along, season one,
progressively.
Yeah, the Demogorgon died. So what's the next thing that they're gonna be facing?
But it got creepier.
Big fucking monster.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, that's exactly like as soon as you knew that the Demogorgon was an actual creature.
Yeah.
With that all that crazy stuff, you knew that oh shit, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out. I think it needed to progress to something like that.
Did you close your eyes when you saw it because it was coming?
Yeah, I almost wet the bed too.
So this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a big bad in there, but Will's going to have either control or be friends with that huge monster.
I think
everything out.
I think he's going to end up having powers somewhat similar to Eleven, but in the upside down.
With their powers combined.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be like that progression of them like learning to like... of Eleven, like teaching Will.
So we've discussed three trailers, probably the biggest trailers that came out.
Yeah, I think so.
A TV show, a DC, and a Marvel. If you had to rank them in order of which one do you want to see the most, somebody give me a rank.
Thor 1, Justice League 2.
Yeah.
Stranger Things 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually on point with what I would rank everything.
Because we're tempering our expectations on Justice
League. That is true.
Mm-hmm. I think Stranger Things, Justice League, Thor.
Yeah, Stranger Things is definitely... Stranger Things definitely is one that we want to see,
Mm-hmm.
There was another trailer that debuted at San Diego Comic-Con, and this was...
Based on the book.
Based on the book. Ready Player One. Steven Spielberg directed.
Yay.
I believe directed, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the reason why I didn't put this into the other three, because this is brand new. Nobody has...
Mm-hmm.
It's not an established franchise. But from the looks of the trailer, it seems like everyone is living in an overpopulated world.
Mm-hmm.
This particular kid is living... in like slums, like a car basically that are like stacked on top of each other.
That's his hideout.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it his hideout or does he live there?
No, it's his hideout.
People live in these little shacks right above each other. It's crazy. They all live in a virtual world. Like they can't wait to go home and
jack in
and pop.
Starting to remember some of this.
Pop in their virtual reality stuff. So one of the interesting things about the Ready Player One trailer was you saw a lot of different things in his virtual world. You saw
a lot of cameos.
You saw Iron Giant. You saw, what else did you see in there?
Actually, I have not seen the trailer, so you can't ask me. I'm watching it right now. No, I personally have not seen it yet.
You see like ninja people. You see characters from other movies or series.
Like it's pop culture. It's supposed to be based off of what happened in the 80s. So what's cool about that, Freddy Krueger popped
Kruger
up.
In there.
70s, 80s.
Terminator.
Terminator.
What's cool about it is that it's set up in that. So all these like little cameos worked out very well with it.
It's supposed to be a mix of like games, anime, mm-hmm. movies, all these pop culture references like you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like everything that these people do in their lives is in a virtual world.
Yeah, it's all VR.
They have like a race, and there's hundreds of drivers.
I actually haven't seen this part right here.
This is basically an MMO, if you want to think about it that way. But it's...
So for people that don't know what an MMO is...
Massive is it multiplayer?
Yeah, massive
online. Multiplayer online.
There you go.
You see the DeLorean from Back to the Future. It looked like a Tron cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very interesting. This actually has the possibility to really...
Oh, that's actually really cool.
The book was amazing. If Spielberg like follows through on this, like it could be a really, really amazing
movie. What I really liked is that there's this thing called Thug Notes, right? I forgot who does it, but they did it on Ready Player One. Love it. That's how I got caught up with that. Hmm. Let me see. Thug Notes by Wisecrack. Check it out. Ready Player One, Thug Notes. That's all you got to look up.
we'll have to take a look at that. So what yeah. what is your expect? It doesn't come out till 2018, so we have some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are you, is it very refreshing to see something new that you really want to see?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. It actually is.
It's That's been actually needing to be made a movie for many, many some, years.
Something like that piqued my interest really quick as soon as I yeah. found out like what it was.
Anybody who's remotely a geek will like this movie, I think.
Yeah, I think so. If you like Tron 2 as well, that'll pop, that'll interest you. Just people in general, like I like what the theme behind it was. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really cool.
What do you think about Hot Sauce, about Ready Player One?
I think it'll be pretty nice, especially for even older, younger audiences to take part of, because you get all that nostalgia from you growing up with all these 80s characters and references, and oh, how cool would it be, because I used to grow up watching those TV shows or movies or whatever. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Was there any there? I mean, there was many, many trailers. So we're gonna now that we've gotten
the big ones,
some of the big ones out of the way, and I mean, there's still other big ones that, you know, we'll talk about. So if we go into the TV show portion of it,
Walking Dead,
you know, there was a new Flash season 4 trailer, and I just can't stand Walking Dead.
But a lot of people love it, man. You cannot deny it.
It was good in the first part. The first series or the first couple of seasons was good, but then it started repeating itself.
Still going strong, though.
I don't think it's going that strong, actually. I think it's starting to fall off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Fear of the Walking Dead is a different story, but the regular Walking Dead.
So when that happens,
I would say Fear of the Walking Dead is better, actually, than regular Walking Dead.
You don't watch either, so you're allowed no opinions.
Of course I'm allowed an opinion.
You know nothing.
It sucks. I can tell you what's going to happen already in the new season of Walking Dead. They're going to fight against these people. They're going to lose where they live. They're going to go find another place to live. They're going to live there for a little while. They're going to find someone they don't like. They're going to fight them. They're going to run into more zombies, and they're going to get dispelled from where they live. They're going to go on the road again. They're going to find another place to live. They're going to live there. Someone's going to show up. They're going to want it. They're going to fight them. They're going to lose it. They go back on the road again. Am I losing anybody here?
You're
irrelevant.
And yet they make millions of dollars.
It's all right. You know, there's a lot of people that think the earth is flat, too, so I'll just throw that out there. So the Flash season 4, I think the only ones that watch Flash here is me and Hot Sauce. Correct? You watch it, Gil?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm all cut up.
John hasn't seen it.
And he's our resident DC guy.
So in the last season of Flash, he beats... what's the guy's name?
Zoom Zoom?
Zoom Zoom?
No, the bad guy.
Zoom 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 and the Boom Boom.
I forget what his name is, but the bad guy is basically him.
It's a future Flash?
Yeah.
But what's the name of the bad guy? Starts with an S.
Shitty future Flash?
SV. See, you can't even think about it.
I think it's Slytherin.
Slytherin?
Savitar
in there somehow.
Savitar, okay. Yeah.
Oh, shish kebab.
So Tavatar is the bad guy. He's in a
Chicago.
He wears his big suit. He seems to be faster than Flash. He seems to know everything about Flash, where he's going to be, what he's going to do. They can't seem to stop him. And then you find out that he's actually Flash from the future. So it's one thing that the TV show does very, very well, is it finds a way to bring the whole Flash time traveling element and make sense out of it. So in another alternate world, the Flash tries to stop Savitar by making remnants of himself, speed remnants, and they still can't beat him. So one of them actually doesn't get killed, but that remnant is Savitar. He's upset because nobody likes him. Nobody believes he's not really Barry. Mm-hmm. He's mad at everybody, so he wants to take everything from Barry Allen that he can. And so he defeats him, but in order for them to defeat him, they had to take the guy who was in the Speed Force out, who was the first Flash, the original. It's the original Flash's name, John.
Wally. No, Gordon. It's Barry Allen.
No, the original before him.
Jay Garrick.
So Jay Garrick had went into the Speed Force to take... Savitar was in the Speed Force, and he tricked Wally into swapping places with him. So Wally was stuck in the Speed Force. So then Jay switched with Wally so that he can help him defeat Savitar. So Wally, so Jay comes out to help defeat Savitar. Well, there's no one in the Speed Force. So at the end of season three, the Speed Force attacks Central City. And the only way to get it to stop attacking Central City is for someone to go with the Speed Force. So Barry Allen goes into the Speed Force. So at the end of season three, there's no more Barry Allen for the foreseeable future. You see season four kicks off just like it. Did you see the trailer for it, Hot Sauce? So it basically kicks off where kind of where it ends, and everyone's trying to move forward. And, you know, they have bad guys that come, and the bad guy is some samurai dude with the sword. It's pretty sweet. And they can't beat him, so they got to try to pull Barry out of the Speed Force somehow. And it looks like they are chasing him to pull him out when it ends. So it looks interesting. I don't think you can have a season four Flash without Barry Allen yet. It hasn't gone far enough for Wally West to take up, you know, the mantle. Even though in the comic books he did, I still think we have a ways to go. In the comic book version of the Flash, John, the Flash wasn't written for 10 years, correct? From like 85 to 95 or something like that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
For like 10 years, he just wasn't written. He was done. He disappeared into the kind of into the Speed Force,
pretty much.
And then in the 90s, they brought him back. And that's kind of where they've continued with. So it kind of mimics that, although I don't know if they'll go the full 10 years. What do you like about the Flash TV show, Hot Sauce, since you watch it?
That it's not predictable. People like legitimately go online and post their theories, which not a lot of TV shows, especially CW or whatever, can really, oh, this is going to happen for sure, you know.
So it's kind of the opposite of Walking Dead. It's not predictable.
Right. No, nobody knows who's going to die in The Walking Dead. That's for sure. So, no.
So.
Just forget. Don't forget who gave us a shout out. Just saying.
Hey, I love the shout outs. Unfortunately, you know.
My good friend, Kari Payton.
The guy's a good actor. He's a good actor.
But does this mean?
We're just going to say that. He's a good, great actor. Thank you very much. I'm very excited for season four of The Flash. Me and Vicky would watch it all the time. Me and Eric would talk about it at work. Frank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Tank. Nicholas. Blade.
Yeah. Blade, yeah.
Blade. I like to call him
Blazer. Blade. Blazer. Razor and Laser.
So that is one show I think that gets it right. I'm still mad that they don't want to combine them. It's the stupidest thing, but there was also some news that Steven Spielberg, if people didn't know, is working on the Halo TV series.
Still.
And he says that it's not going anywhere. They're still going to do it. Do you think people would still watch a Halo series, Gil?
The game is kind of starting to taper off. They're trying to, with Halo 6, I mean, they're trying to hopefully, if Halo 6 really takes off again, they're trying to go back to their roots, then yes, I think there'll be bigger interest. For those old school nostalgic players, they'll watch it, I think, but the newer crowd, not so much, I don't think, unless Halo 6 really takes off. And also depends on where this Halo series or TV series is going to go timeline-wise. Are they going to follow off the original stuff? Or are they going to go off on their own tangent? What's going to happen?
I think the Halo series is so compelling that people will watch it regardless.
Yeah, it seems like it's a good series. Like just by the way it's told.
But look how long it's taken. Is it too little, too late?
It is, but it's the story. The thing about Halo. One thing that Halo has that's great.
It's its story.
It's its story.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal story.
The story. And even if you agree that the beginning of the Halo series, if you can agree that the beginning of Halo, that from starting from that story on, even what happens before the first Halo, if you can agree that that is those first it's two great. Or three games, yeah. that story is so great, you have three movies potentially.
If they take from that storyline, if they decide to do something completely different, then no,
true,
that's it. What depends, that's what I'm saying, depends on where they're going to pull the content from. Are they going to make their own original stuff, or they're going to pull from the game stories?
Well, I trust Spielberg. There isn't too much that Spielberg does that I don't like, or that most people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
He can usually get it right, and except, I believe
Indiana
that
Jones and the Crystal Skull.
And the other thing about, I mean, it was okay. I mean, it still followed the same Indiana Jones. It's
Shia LaBeouf.
It's, you know, it's it wasn't very, very different from the way it should be.
It could have been so technically much better.
But Halo is, I think it's really something you can't mess up. True. Because they've done a Netflix series.
Knock on wood, yeah.
And
the animated ones were good, yeah.
The animated ones are phenomenal, and they only one of them has anything to do with Master Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last one. So you can mine that series for all kinds of stories.
Oh, yeah.
That have nothing to do with the game or Master Chief. And, I mean, you could follow the sergeant guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's always in the story.
Oh, did you see, what was the one, the live action one? That was a few episodes long?
Fall of Reach?
No, Halo Legends.
The Legends?
What's it?
Animated?
No, live action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Fall of... Well, no, the Fall, yeah, Fall of Reach. The Fall of Reach is one that's like a movie. And...
Oh, shit.
What the hell? The Fall of Reach is one that's a movie. You're talking about where the kids are cadets.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the one you're talking
about.
That's
the one following up Master Chief.
When that one shows Master Chief at the end, it's like awesome.
That was cool, yeah.
I did like that one, by the way. Just saying.
That was good.
I mean, it's very simple. John, would you go see a Halo movie?
Yes.
Oh.
Hot Sauce?
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, Gil, yes. Yeah, I would go see it.
Yeah. All those old school fans would, hell yeah, we would love to see it.
You know, people go and see these space movies and they don't, you know, really even know what's going on. So I think their window to maximize their opening money has gotten smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think the draw is there. I still think they're going to make...
Forward Unto Dawn.
Forward Unto Dawn, yeah.
Ah, okay.
That was a Netflix series. It was really good.
That one, yeah, that was good.
It's going to be a TV series, though, which I think is the best way to tell...
Yeah, so much
a long-winded story.
It's so big.
Hell yeah.
I've always thought that the best way to do big series like that is a TV series with a couple of movies in between. Do the TV series for, you know, a season.
Mm-hmm.
Have a motion picture.
Hmm.
Do the new another series, ten, you know, do a motion picture.
Like a Star Trek formula.
Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the TV series are on budget with movies now. They look great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine a Game of Thrones movie.
Who
would go see it, everybody?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It just depends, like, on the budget, once again, because I think they did just good enough on the Forward Unto Dawn, especially with some of the backstory about the main kid and how his brother would send him all these videos of where he was and what he was doing. Because he was a officer. I don't know what he was.
He was an ODST.
Yeah.
Orbital drop shock trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice so reference. Those little footage?
The clips.
Footage that he sent him was pretty sweet. And all the stuff in the background, because you're trying to see, oh, what is he looking at? And they see, like, all the like the Covenant attacking them. It was pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
I don't know when the date is set for that to come out.
Well, has it even been shot yet?
No.
Okay.
So it's going to take a little while for it to come out,
so
for sure.
Pre-production at best right now? Maybe?
Maybe in the pre-production phase.
Since Spielberg was working on a Ready Player One, that's probably his next thing.
It's just awesome that Spielberg continues to work on...
Yeah, for sure.
He's got that
so many different projects, yeah. You know?
He's one of our best directors of all time.
But I think they got it right, too, because even the that Forward Unto Dawn linked in with the Halo 5, I think it was... where what's his name was an old man already on the ship.
Yeah, I did actually. You're right. Yeah, it right before 5 started, it kind of took place before that, just a little bit
right,
before it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, remember when Halo was it Halo 3 that came out and they had those commercials?
Oh, those were badass commercials.
Yeah, no. Where you pick your side.
Yeah. Not where you pick your side. That was before that one. They had like the old vets.
Oh,
of the First Covenant War, and they talk about how
that was a badass commercial.
How they were like Master Chief, hiding in the woods, and Master Chief came and saved
them. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, man, if they turned that into a movie, man, that'd be so badass.
Halo was at one point was the.
It was a really good game.
It was the epitome of gaming at one point.
Yeah,
the bee's knees.
It was the first person shooter to play.
Exactly, premier.
Prestige.
On Xbox, by the way.
Why?
And then Bungie went to go make Destiny.
Boom.
Destiny does not match up to Halo at all. I'm sorry.
Story-wise, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
They convoluted the fuck out of that one.
Yeah, like they dropped so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just took a look at the Westworld 2 trailer. I know we just saw a little bit of it for season 2. It looks pretty interesting. It's not very long. It's only about a minute and a half. Maybe 2 minutes.
I was like, I want to see more.
And you get a good, you know, you see where people are, you know, everyone's dead, and
yeah,
it looks like they go into Westworld to try on some four wheel vehicles to.
Did you see that that one unit, the unit that usually takes care of killing everybody?
Yeah,
dude, that looked dope.
They look like they're ready for action.
That's what they were setting that up for. Honestly, yeah. It's about time these guys are gonna roll out.
It's funny that Westworld is so good, and basically it's just Jurassic Park with robots.
Yeah, exactly,
and a lot of sex.
Not as much as Game of Thrones.
Yeah, true.
Season 1 Game of Thrones.
And not as much as Spartacus.
Yeah, Spartacus is a whole other level.
Spartacus takes it to that next level.
A whole other level.
Softcore porn.
Pretty much.
Ooh. So Westworld, John, you remember Westworld? We watched it.
Violent. What is it? Violent delights have violent endings.
Yeah, like that, so yeah. Kind of catch us. And we haven't talked about Westworld at all since it ended. So actually, did we ever do the episode where we actually talked about everything that happened?
I think we did. I think it was.
I thought we
back.
Didn't because we were waiting for people to watch it.
We might have. We might have not.
Okay,
but so if, in case you haven't seen it,
yes, give our listeners a rundown, a brief rundown.
It's pretty much an RPG game with Western style. Okay, so you're a cowboy. You go into this world, but you're actually physically there. You can go on quests. You can do all this other stuff. You can do whatever you want. You can do. You know, you can actually rape a robot. You're not. It's not going to be a person, but this thing has no negative consequences as long as you don't harm other players pretty much in the game.
Not that we believe rape's good.
Yeah.
You know, everyone we know is rape very bad.
Yeah,
we're totally against
rape, by the way.
Yeah. We're totally against that.
Well,
just describing
the way
you can do in the
show. Yeah, there's no negative ramification for that.
Correct. No tentacle rape.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want in Westworld.
You could shoot a person to death. Yeah. I mean, you can do some really fucked up shit there.
As long as it's the robot.
Yeah, as long as it's a robot, you can't really, can't even harm other people like unless you're like physically, much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're physically like.
They'll hurt, but they won't kill you.
Choke somebody. That's the only thing I can think of is what you can do. But these robots start, you know, developing like consciousness.
Yeah, because when they die, they just. Kind of wipe their memory, plug up the holes, the bullet holes, and just throw them back out there.
Yeah, exactly. So then what ends up happening is this chick starts to remember, and she's remembering, and she's remembering, and you have other people like what was the founder's name?
I forget. Anthony Hopkins.
We'll say Anthony Hopkins because he's the founder. He's one of the co-founder.
The other guy that...
So what ends up happening is Anthony Hopkins.
He's old.
Yeah, he's old. He's ready.
Corporate people want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
And so they kind of plant a little something bad to happen in there to kind of get him out.
Yeah.
Like a little like sabotage, I guess, so that he could like kind of lose the company.
Is that what they did or is
and
that
it backfires?
Well, yeah, because they send that one in there with that chip. Remember the one that gets lost?
Yeah.
And so you have these corporate people that are kind of wanting something bad to happen in the park because they want him out.
Yeah.
Because it's not going the direction that they want it. And he tries to keep it like the way him and his friend who created it.
Arnold,
like,
right?
Yeah, Arnold, like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Arnold, like the way that they kept it. So what I love about Westworld is the way it's shot. It's shot in a way to where, and I'm going to spoil it all. We're going to spoil it because if you haven't watched, you should have watched it.
Yeah.
So they shoot it in a way that you don't understand that the things happening, they're not happening in the same timeline.
They're happening at different times.
One's happening like 20 years in the past.
And that happens from scene to scene.
Correct.
Of course, you don't find that fully to the very end.
So you don't understand what you get all these characters. And then at the very end when they reveal that that the man in black is really Billy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn.
You're like, dude, like, this is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
It really, like, that show, like, blew our minds.
And like, we just find out this is, like, only one of the world, hence West World.
Correct.
Yeah. There was an East World.
There might be a North World.
There was a Samurai. There was a, yeah, no,
that,
there was a
that was East World.
World yeah. And...
So they run into that like, oh,
so
shit.
Basically this chick gets her consciousness and she starts to piece things together and she finds a way she wakes up where the programmer guys are, and these programmer guys are crazy because these robots look just like real people. This is kind of
like
funny
real people too. Yeah
so the programmer dude is like taking one of the robots in the back and having fun with them or whatever, and so she pretends to be like she wakes up basically when she's supposed to be in sleep mode.
Yeah. And she, that's a different chick.
That's that, a different chick, yeah. And she convinces them to, or she threatens them with a knife, and they kind of unlock all of her
abilities,
her abilities and her behavioral patterns, her thinking. And so, you know, she escapes, and there's another chick, Dolores, who's one of the... The thing is, the ones that are having the biggest issues are the ones that were the originals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you find out that there's somebody that killed some all these people.
Arnold.
And you find out in the end that it was... It's not Arnold. It's the dude, the lawman.
The man in black?
No. So, wasn't the lawman the one who killed everybody? Or Arnold killed everybody and all the robots?
Arnold said it to where all the robots can kill everybody.
No, I know he did that, but and they keep on talking about, we got to get this guy, like, inside the park. It's like the main bad guy.
The man in black.
Talking about the guy wearing black, and he wears a hat, and he banged the prostitute chick, right?
No. Y'all need to rewatch it. There's a guy that they're always saying that he did this bad thing, uh-huh. Killed all these, slaughtered all these people.
Yeah. Oh, the some general guy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, what was his name?
But it was ended up. It was really the good guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, sheriff, yeah, 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 yeah.
The
yeah.
sheriff guy.
He was a general of the Confederate Army or some kind of crap.
He was someone different then.
Yeah.
In a different storyline.
Yeah.
So the storylines kind of get
crossed.
Merged. Yeah.
Convoluted. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, this is a crazy show. If you haven't seen Westworld, watch it. Like, I know we spoiled it for you, but.
It still wasn't. It wasn't really.
It is your fault because you should have watched it.
Yeah.
And plus, season 2 is going to be coming out not that long from now. Yeah. So you have no reason to be watching. You should watch the first one if you haven't seen it.
And just like we said earlier, it's the same person who wrote Jurassic Park. So
Michael Crichton.
So it's like Jurassic Park but in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Basically.
Way more serious, way more scandalous.
So at the end of season 1, the Dolores comes, all of the robots pretty much come
self-aware.
They start killing everybody and it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see Westworld. They're making us wait two years for the next season, which is stupid.
I don't think they anticipated it to be this big as they thought it
was.
Yeah,
that's what I think. So. I think it took off. And they picked the perfect man to play Man in Black, which is...
Hell yeah. Don't know his name offhand, but...
Ed Harris. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because he's so like, just ruthless.
Yeah.
And the other guy is just so, like... But you see...
He's the innocent.
You see the transformation. Yeah. That's what's crazy about it. Yeah. Like, it just all makes so much sense.
He played it so many times.
I think I want to watch it. It makes me want to watch Westworld again.
Yeah.
Damn good show.
He played so many times that like the effects of like playing it just got boring.
Mm-hmm. Hence all the killing.
Yeah.
There was also a leak of the Infinity War trailer. I know we kind of discussed it earlier, but it looked really crappy. My question to the men of the cave is, should they just release it at this point?
If it's leaked, yeah, might as well release a good quality version of it.
They're hurting themselves by not already releasing it. And I don't understand why they're the only studio who chooses to do that kind of crap, not release it, like when they're showing it at a Comic-Con. All other movie studios have already learned in Netflix and all that. As soon as they air it there, like as right after the show's done with them, they release it online. So they control when everybody gets to see it, not being leaked. Marvel or Disney Studios is the only one that refuses to do that still.
And that's because this wasn't the first time they showed it. They showed it at D23.
Every single year, supposedly, something has leaked from them and they have no control over it, from what I've heard, these past few years for Disney. Damn.
And they just don't want to face the music.
Yeah, they don't. They just...
They're like, okay, you're going to leak our shit? No more suit for you.
So what's...
No more suit for you.
Does anyone know what's in this?
Band, 1 year.
Have y'all read what's in the trailer?
No.
No?
I've seen a bit of it.
You have? So describe what you've seen, Hot Sauce.
Thor is flying through space and somehow conveniently lands on top of the Guardians of the Galaxy ship.
The Milano.
Milano. Mm-hmm.
And then I saw other parts, like when I guess Thanos is getting to Earth in that ship and Peter Parker's, like the hair on his arm stands up, I guess, because his Spidey sense. And just those parts so far.
So that begs the question, at the end of Thor Ragnarok, we're going to see Thor being jetted off into space, just floating there, like lifeless?
Probably.
Like
thrown away, yeah.
There was also footage showing
I bet you, what's his name's gonna do it too, Loki?
Maybe backstabs him.
Yeah, like before that happens.
But he's gonna do it like low
key. A little
key.
Bit of foreshadowing.
He's gonna do it low key.
Oh.
There was also a scene of Thanos with the gauntlet. There was a scene of
we still don't know how he gets a gauntlet.
Of him fighting Doctor Strange, and Iron Man, Spider-Man in the new spider suit, the one that they're trying to give him at the end of Homecoming.
So you think all these people are gonna die?
All in like the first 10 minutes.
I would really, really, really love for them to do it the way that the comic book does it.
Like he just fucking destroys everybody.
I want him to kill everybody.
Just in one shot. I think that even the scrubs are going to get at least their 5 to 10 minutes of fame before he kills them.
And when you mean scrubs, who you're talking about?
Like say the Defenders, for instance. Sorry, guys. Sorry, but they are the scrubs in the universe. Just the Netflix stuff, guys. You know, they're going to pop their own little, you know, 5 minutes and then bam. Sorry.
So are you excited about the Defenders now that we're talking about that?
Yeah.
It looked like Hot Sauce wanted to say something.
I write the story. This is what's going to happen. They're all going to go against Thanos. Most of them are going to get killed. And then Doctor Strange at the last second is going to be able to steal the Time Stone, reverse everything. And another throwdown is going to happen. And that's pretty much how they're going
to
win.
Are they going to summon the Dragon Balls to revive them all?
Yeah.
So you're predicting that they're going to beat Thanos without Adam Warlock.
They got to have Adam Warlock.
I think they have to have
Adam
Warlock.
I think most of them are going to come out. They're going to leave it after the first one that a lot of them are dead. And then later on, they'll bring in maybe Adam Warlock. I don't know. But eventually, they're going to be able to get the Time Stone.
Is it confirmed that there are going to be two movies?
So
then
they're just naming the other one. They're not calling it part two. They're just
I think
call it
what
else.
May possibly happen, somewhat kind of similar to what Hot Sauce said, is one of the stones gets away. Right, I think it's a soul gem, and that's where we're gonna get like an Adam Warlock movie, and you know maybe he gets trapped inside of that soul gem. You know,
because he has the soul gem.
Yeah. He's the one that binds.
He has it
with
on his
it.
Forehead.
Yeah, that's the trick. Like, he ends up binding with the soul gem.
Yet the Vision has one on his forehead.
Yeah. Maybe it's the Vision instead.
I mean, people thought that the Vision was going to be the one that was going to do it, but they've already started showing Adam Warlock or talking about it.
So that's, you know, something.
So we know he's not coming out in Infinity War. Well, we don't know for sure, but they're saying that he's not going to come out in Infinity War.
Proper, yeah.
Which means that he would be coming out
on the newer one.
In Infinity Gauntlet, which is the rumored title for the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if they stretch it out into two movies, maybe they just fight against Thanos. Maybe I would love at the end of Infinity War for Thanos to kill everybody.
That's probably what happens. I think it'll build up to that, and then everybody like the minor the
That's
characters
what I'm
die.
Saying. Kill off most of them,
and then
but just
no, I say
them.
Kill off all of them.
Everyone?
They're all killed off.
He kills everybody.
And who wins?
He kills everybody in the comic book. Everybody.
True. Everybody up in here dying.
Everybody.
Including
everybody.
Deadpool?
Everybody. Deadpool? He even kills Silver Surfer. He kills everybody.
He kills a lot of people. Not everybody, but a lot of people.
He kills everybody. He kills all the Avengers, all the X-Men. He kills Fantastic Four. I think all that's left is... Who's left, John?
Thor?
No, I think he kills Thor, too. He kills just about everybody.
Know. Thor's a god.
Well, you can kill him.
He's immortal.
You can kill him with the Infinity Gauntlet. Do anything.
Damn it.
Yeah, you can do anything with the Infinity Gauntlet. I don't remember who survives, but I know a lot of people get fucked up.
Well, they did show an image of... I don't know if anybody else saw this, but they showed an image of Thanos' children. That's what they call them. They're not really his children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like four or five...
Oh, so Gamora
baddies.
And...
Yeah.
No.
They're called Thanos' children, but they're pretty much like his... like.
Lieutenants
right,
and
yeah.
generals and oh. stuff.
There's it's like actually four, like four or five.
Like four
yeah.
of them, yeah, and they're all legit.
Huh. Like his four horsemen?
Basically, yeah. So maybe that's who they fight in Infinity War.
Okay. I can dig that.
You dig it?
And supposedly Infinity War is supposed to be very long, like 3 hours long.
Damn.
Good. The more the better, I say.
That's an Alamo Drafthouse movie right there.
That is actually. You eat some pizza. You relax. Chill.
There was also talk about a new Ghostbusters movie coming out because, you know, the first one didn't do so well. And having the new Ghostbusters and then the old ones come back, too, and doing an Egon in CGI.
I don't know how I feel about that one. Like the entire movie with him and CJ, or just like a book?
They weren't specific.
Because if they did it like they did in Star Wars, just that, you know, a couple scenes here and there, maybe okay, but I don't know about the entire thing.
You wouldn't be happy with that?
I'd be weirded out by it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's in that uncanny valley where it's like not really enough to be cool with it, but it looks a little too real to be like, ooh, to realize it's fake. Yeah, I get it.
Plus, I mean, how does his family think about that? Are they even okay with it? Can he do it without his family?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't have announced it without talking to the family. You know, they...
Harold Ramis.
Kind of have to get that. But so are you... So you didn't answer my question, though. He just said, are you against it? Or would you not want... Would you rather him just not be in there at all?
I think to preserve his memory, yes.
I would like to him to be in there. Yeah, just as a kind of cameo thing, though. Not like
maybe kill him in the beginning or something.
No, don't kill him. That'd be an insult.
He's dead.
He's dead, but like, yeah, you're killing him actually.
You can't
in the
put
movie
him in
now.
The movie. Yeah, but you can't put him in the movie.
I would say
what is he on, like a permanent vacation?
Something. Something like write that. Something out of it. Like maybe he's out of the country or something, or he's doing something, but not kill him, like show him being killed in the movie. That'd be in bad taste.
It would not be in bad taste.
I think it would be. I don't think his family would approve of that.
I think you're being overly sensitive, little snowflake.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one, I have to agree with Gil on that.
It's like
one.
Saying kill Carrie Fisher and then the last in the episode 8. Is that okay?
Like, but actually, show her get killed. We talked about them killing her.
Like, I mean, are they going to show her get killed?
So whether they show her get blown up or they blow up her spaceship, it's the same thing.
Like, they're going to be sensitive on that one.
Well, they got to kill her because she ain't coming out no more. They killed Han Solo.
Yeah, but he's still alive in real life.
He don't even go to any of the conventions.
He did go to one. Just one.
I think y'all are being a little too sensitive about it. But everyone's in. Hot Sauce, what do you think, Hot Sauce?
I don't care. Kill him.
Yeah, see?
Cut his head off.
Cut his freaking head off.
Cut his head off.
Kill him the way he died in real life. Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay, so we've basically talked about 4 or 5 movies and about maybe like 4 TV shows. So
that's a good run through right there.
What TV show are you most excited to see out of all of them? Westworld, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things for me.
You don't watch The Flash, so.
Oh, no, Westworld. Oh, man, that's tough.
Westworld's not going to be until next year, so Stranger Things this year.
Yeah, I'll say that. That's a good answer right there.
Stranger Things. Yeah.
Hot Sauce, same thing?
For TV show, yeah, it's definitely Stranger Things. But Inhumans does look pretty awesome, especially in
I'm going to give IMAX. Inhumans a chance. I wasn't,
that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
I was not pleased with the way her hair looked in the trailer. It looked so fake. But
the trailer looks a little
I'm going to give them a chance because I think it's a good story and they got some good characters.
Maybe it's going to be one of those where it's going to be slow at first those couple of seasons.
That
maybe?
One should not have been a The Inhumans should not have been a TV show.
They should have made it a movie.
I mean, or I understand because it's a royal family. I mean,
it's tough. It's a tough situation.
It's on ABC also.
My thing is, if you're gonna bite off a big piece of steak, you better be prepared to chew it all. And if they're gonna make that into a TV show, they should have had the budget for it to make it look as good as it needed to look, knowing that you were gonna have a lead character who can't talk, a dog that can teleport. A chick that uses her hair as tentacles.
Tentacle
John.
Was he wait for it?
So that's what my thing is. If this fails, it's on ABC. It's on Disney, whatever.
Disney.
Well, like all their shows, have not every of them, but a lot of their Marvel shows.
I mean, S.H.I.E.L.D. took off kind of slow, and then now people like S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So actually, need to check that out.
Agent Carter failed. What did they do?
Agent. Yeah. I didn't watch. Anybody watch Agent Carter?
I did. I
saw a few episodes here and there, but it was okay.
It was good. I liked it.
And of course, you can't keep it going because eventually, I mean, it's only within that certain time frame.
Yeah, it was within the 40s and 50s.
It wasn't gripping.
It was good. It just didn't take off.
Spend all your money, grip.
Grip.
She was hot.
Who?
The chick who played Peggy Carter.
I don't even know who she is.
Some hot British chick.
The Brits are invading everything.
As far as TV shows, I guess I got Stranger Things, I guess, for all of us.
The Redcoats are coming. Yeah, sure.
Besides Game of Thrones, of course.
Speaking of Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh, I like that transition.
That was a good one. I liked it. Season 7, Episode 2, Stormborn came out.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think?
Extra long sex scene.
You know what? It was. It wasn't that. That's. It seems like every episode
Is he supposed to be a eunuch? Like he doesn't have nuts, right?
I don't know.
No, he's supposed to have like nothing. Nothing. I thought. Like completely, he's been all chopped.
Like
off
I thought he was just supposed to like have no nuts.
Does he have a nub?
I don't think he has anything. I think.
Well, because he was humping, right? He was humping her.
No, he went down. Remember?
Yeah, he went down.
Out of everything that we could talk about Game of Thrones, you're discussing Grey Worm's missing worm.
Grey Worm has no worm.
Hopefully, it was a big worm at one point.
Just like Steven, just like Steven said, they need to get him a Valyrian steel
strap on. That was a good one. I saw that one.
That was actually a good one. I had to shout out to Steven.
Steve-O.
He's here. He's with us in spirit.
That's all that matters.
So, I'm just going to go over the episode really quick. It opens up with
Daenerys. And it raining on...
Raining Stormborn. Yeah, so yeah, on the castle.
They said...
Which is Dragonstone.
Yep. Varys said... You know, it was raining. It was very similar. A day like this is when you were born.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So she's in there getting on Varys about stuff. So we're going to spoil everything right now. Here's your spoiler warning. If you haven't seen it, you should have seen it.
You've been warned.
So Varys she's getting on Varys really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
And she's kind of like, oh, you kind of serve whoever you want, which is true. She ain't lying. No. He served the Targaryens. He served Robert. Then he served whoever came after Robert. Now he's serving her.
Mm-hmm.
So she, you know, and then Melisandre shows up and tells her that
You skipped and saying that, you know, what the ordeal between them. You know, you serve, you know, yada, 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 X, Y, Z. Then she said, look, if I fuck up, you tell me that I'm messing up because...
Because he says he serves the people.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the voice of the people.
She no longer serves the people. Let her know.
Yeah, like if she ever messes up, that
for him to promise that he'll tell her to her face and not scheme.
Exactly.
And then what does she promise him?
If he does that, then she's getting
cut his fucking head off.
She's gonna burn him
or burn him
alive.
Burn him
alive.
He wouldn't expect anything less.
And then Melisandre shows up.
Okay. I thought before that she was they're talking about Jon Snow.
No.
Oh,
it's that after?
Okay. That Melisandre shows up and then that's when they talk about Jon Snow.
So Jon Snow shows up. No, Melisandre shows up. And she starts telling her that the prince that was promised is going to lead him out of the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't say that Daenerys is a prince that was promised, though. Did you see that?
She just tells her that you are going to serve. Just you have a role to play just like another. And she mentions Jon Snow. And they talk about that the prince that was promised in Valyrian doesn't.
But she speaks it in what language?
Valyrian.
Valyrian.
So high Valyrian. So it's
high speech.
It's unisex.
And then Missandei, remember, says, well, that name could be, the unisex. It could be mean prince or princess. There's
correct.
No
gender for it.
So it could mean her.
There is no gender for it. So it could mean her.
She liked the sound of it, too.
She did.
Yeah, I didn't.
But if you notice, if it's one thing that you're noticing about Daenerys, and I don't know if you are.
She's starting to get.
But she's starting to turn. She's a little full of herself now.
Yeah, she's getting a little
bit. Oh, Jon Snow's going to come and he's going to bend the knee.
I saw that. I was like, ooh.
And Tyrion's trying to give her advice about Varys. Like, oh, he served us well. And she's just like, but no, I gotta tell him. She forgave him, but she just had to talk shit, basically. You know, it's kind of like, hey, chill out.
He left that out in the letter about the bending the knee, didn't he?
I didn't see it.
Because
they didn't mention it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's what's going to happen, but I think they're kind of setting up Daenerys where...
She's going to start going crazy.
She could potentially be...
The next person to go down.
They could kill her.
She could
be bad.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Or maybe Jon's going to set her straight.
Set her straight? Yeah, I will.
Pin pan strong.
He's going to be like, look, this is what...
You want this throne? You're going to have to get on this right here.
This is the dire wolf that I've been trying to show you.
He's going
to
be like, oh, you want to sit on the iron throne? You got to sit on this iron bone first.
Hot Sauce is jealous. Don't be jealous, hot sauce. It's okay. So then, you know, they show John and he gets the letter and he's like, I'm not going to go visit her. And, you know, it's better not to. Sansa says no. Davos has to remind him, like, if John doesn't know anything, which he probably doesn't, that dragons shoot fire out of their mouths. You know, I don't know why he had to remind him that, but he did. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Sam, right? They go to Sam.
Yeah, they go to Sam.
Yeah, when he's trying
with
Jorah.
And they're looking at him, and his grayscale's pretty bad.
He's saying that he can't be healed.
He's like pretty much a lost cause. He only has like what 6 months to live.
Yeah,
before he loses his mind, and he'll die in years. So they're gonna give him one more day because he's a knight.
Yeah,
and
they show his sword. Like, okay, so yeah.
And then they go back to Daenerys and. They're game planning about how they're gonna win this war. They go to Cersei, one of them. We'll say they go to Cersei first. Mm-hmm. No, they go to Daenerys, one of them. Mm-hmm. And they have a little plan that they're gonna send the sea snakes to Dorne to get the Dornish army, and the Tyrell army is gonna siege.
I don't think Cersei was in this episode, was she?
Yeah, she was.
For a real brief, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
And you know, I think what's interesting is the way they looked at Tyrion, because they're kind of giving him shit. Because he's a Lannister.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, so what is your army going to do? And he's like, my army's going to go take Casterly Rock. They're like, our army. And they're like.
Yeah, they all like.
Have to give him props because that's his own house.
Damn. They all like all of them were just dead silent.
They were all talking shit at first. And they're like, oh, okay.
They're like, damn. Okay.
But the most interesting part of that scene is when Lady Olenna tells her that all the lords of the men are sheep. And she's not a sheep. She's a dragon. And she needs to be a dragon. So. You kind of, I feel like you're getting these little hints of her kind of like, oh, Jon Snow's going to bend the knee. Oh, Varys, I could kill you if I wanted to for, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, now she's going to be a dragon with fire and blood. So, I don't know, man. I think that they're kind of heading in that direction where either Jon's going to check her or she's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me. What do you think, Hot Sauce?
She's going to be like, burn them all eventually. Hope not.
You hope not?
But it could be.
Could so be then, very possible.
So then that scene ends, and then we go to Cersei. And Cersei's talking to these lords, but it doesn't even matter who she's talking to, because the only lord that makes any sense that anybody cares about is Lord Tarly, who's Samwell's dad. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't know the history of his dad, he beat Robert, which I think
the
we'll
only
talk
person
about,
to beat Robert.
Yeah. Robert Baratheon during the rebellion. Mm-hmm. And he's very respected as a battle commander. He knows what he's doing. But he's got some honor. Did you notice how he digged on...
Jamie?
On Jamie. He's like, I'm not a backstabber or a...
A throat cutter?
Yeah, backstabber or a throat cutter. And he's kind of like, you know, like digging that in deep. And oathbreaker. He said, I'm not an oathbreaker or a backstabber. You know, but they're offering him all kinds of stuff. And, you know, but did you notice that Cersei is describing Daenerys the way she's like, oh, she's going to burn us all. But yet she burned everybody.
She already burned everybody. Yeah.
You know, so
she's a crazy bitch.
Yeah. And then then did you see that nod that he Tully did? He said, I know what happens if they what happens when we don't listen to her call. So why wouldn't I show up?
He had no choice.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's what he said. He was like, I pretty much didn't have any choice, bro.
And he even talks about that Daenerys has three dragons, which is the same amount of dragons that Aegon the Conqueror had when he conquered all of Westeros. Mm-hmm. So
they have no choice but to unite.
The dad isn't stupid. He's like, oh, you know, there's some
there,
you know, we are up against, and it is confirmed she does have 100,000 Dothraki.
God damn.
It's a lot of cavalry.
God damn. But Daenerys does not want to. What is it? They don't want to rule ashes. They don't want to like destroy
doesn't want to be queen of the ashes.
Queen of the ashes. There you go. So they want to like just basically do a blockade, just kind of starve them out.
I like how Tyrion looked at her like, you bitch, you got that from me.
But you know what? But the thing is, in order to make an omelet.
You gotta crack some eggs.
You gotta break some eggs. And that's how war is.
Bitches gotta die.
And they try to tell her, and I think she's gonna figure out the hard way.
Yeah.
So then we go to Sam. And Sam's trying to convince one of the maesters to
Professor
let him.
Slughorn.
Yeah, to let him cure Jorah.
Uh huh.
So one of the most interesting things out of that is there's a theory out there. So spoiler warning for even the people on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
What's up, Facebook?
There's a theory that Samwell Tarly is actually the narrator of A Song in Ice and Fire.
Ah.
And so when the Maester says, I'm writing this book and it's called...
Yeah, and he says he thinks it should be a little bit more poetic. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah, poet. Yeah, so A Song of Ice and Fire. So that's one theory that a lot of people think, which I think is it could be true because, you know, Sam is the smart one and that would make sense.
Yeah.
So then after that, he goes and he starts cutting off grayscale from Jorah,
he finds out this rare way that actually has been cured.
I always thought that dragon glass had a purpose in it, but I don't know because they don't really say.
He said he just made him an ointment with herbs.
But in that book, I want to say that I heard that if they ingest it or if they crush it and put it on, it'll cure grayscale. But he didn't say it, so. But
they went into detail, like, he was slicing him up, man. Like, all that dead, all that skin, he's all pussing out.
You saw that pus pop out.
Don't scream.
Yeah, then all of a sudden he goes in for his knife, and then we transition into Arya. Yeah. Arya runs into who? Meat Pie is what his name
Hot
is?
Hot Pie.
Hot Pie.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. That
that was a bad transition what they did, man.
That was a good
one. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
You kind of get two different Aryas in that scene if you pay
attention. Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's the thing. So what ends up happening is Arya talks... It's talking with Meat Pie, and you can see like she's
hot
like
pie,
hot pie, cream pie. Had to get it out of my system. You see her staring out, just like blanked out, eating food. You know, I guess she's just struggling.
Like she's seen some things.
Yeah, like she's just gone through a bunch of shit, and like she's just talking to him, making up some lies. No, she technically was telling the truth when she ran into Brienne, and then you know. Hot Pie ends up saying, you know, are you heading home? She was like, why would I head home? The Boltons are there. Well, he goes, well, Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards won. And then you see that change in Arya's like...
Back to the way she used to be.
Yeah.
She's like, I can go home.
So what did you see in that scene that's very... Like, I've seen, you know, I watch a lot of these videos. I know Hot Sauce does too. And one person was saying like, oh, that she got like moved to tears when she was like on that road to either go to King's Landing or to go to the North. But I don't know. I'm not that emotional about it. I mean, it is a big decision.
Yeah.
You go to King's Landing and kill Cersei. And honestly, I think Arya can kill Cersei. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hot Sauce. You think she
definitely
can?
All she has to do is kill somebody closer.
But the face. Exactly. Yeah, like exactly. She has every opportunity to do it. So then what happens after she leaves the...
Well, they make it obvious that either they're going, those people or soldiers were going to King's Landing. She could go that way or she can go the other way, which is home.
And then she goes into the woods. And what happens in the woods?
She runs into... What is
Nymeria.
Yeah.
How big is Nymeria, Hot Sauce?
Huge. but yeah,
the wall of wolves.
End part where she says, that's not you.
That's not you.
She says that kind of to Ned Stark when he's telling her, oh, you're going to be a lady and you're going to marry a lord. You're going to have this great lifestyle. She's that's not me. And she's basically telling that to the wolf that you're not going to go home with her and be some like domesticated animal anymore. She's like the leader of a pack.
Yeah.
Like a badass wolf now. That's why they say that. She says that.
That was a very interesting scene. You know, cause in the book, Nymeria has hundreds of wolves with her, like hundreds. And in the book, of course, Arya is a warg. And she's such a strong warg that she can actually warg into Nymeria from across the Narrow Sea. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, they're the Starks are supposed to be really tight.
Yeah.
Right there. So is Jon
and so is Rob.
Yeah.
They're all supposed to be able to warg.
That'd be so cool if
they
were done.
And so, you know, of course they change. I think they stripped the show down to the bare essentials of what needs to be there. And that's why I guess their warging isn't as big of a deal as Bran's.
Yeah.
You know, as Bran's warging.
I guess they want to keep him very unique in the
correct
show.
Okay. So then we go back to Winterfell.
Yes.
Right?
That's when he gets the
letter. Yeah, we go back to Winterfell. Yeah. And then he gets what does he get from there?
He gets the letter from Tyrion.
He already got it.
Did it?
That was in the beginning of the episode. So he gets a letter from Sam talking about Dragonstone.
Oh, yes.
So then what ends up happening, he goes, you know, he goes into this court with everybody and he says, you know, I got this letter from my boy Sam.
Sam.
Yes.
So he got two letters. He got one from Daenerys.
And he got one from Sam. But he announces the one from Sam first saying, you know, hey, you know, Dragonglass is the way to kill the White Walkers. So we need to go get some Dragonglass. And then on top of that, he goes, oh, how convenient. I got this letter from, you know,
Daenerys.
Yeah, Daenerys.
Inviting me to come to Dragonstone.
Yeah, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Dragonstone. And what does Sansa do?
Talks back.
Yeah, she says, no, don't do it.
She needs some act right or get right.
Yeah.
Big pants drawn.
Yeah, so then he goes, she goes, who's going to run this city or who's going to run the castle? And John goes, well, you are, dummy. And then that's when she was like, all right, cool.
She shuts up real quick.
Yeah, she was like, okay, cool. I'm cool with that, you know. And then what ends up happening after that, after that, they go into the grave. The what is it?
Well, let's talk a little bit about that whole thing that happens with John. So
that little court.
So John comes out and John says, okay, this is what I want to do. And of course, Sansa's like, no. And then the dude from the Vale, he's like, you can't trust a Targaryen. And then she's like, yeah, what about when Grandpa, when he went over there, he got killed.
He got burnt to ashes.
You know, and she's talking about Rickard Stark whenever they took, you know, Lyanna. Mm-hmm. And he's like, correct. But the thing about Jon is he tells them straight up. And Lady Mormont's like, oh, we need you here. Yeah. You know, you're the king of the North. It's winter. Winter's here. And he says, you haven't seen I've seen.
Yeah.
I didn't ask to be king. You made me king. Mm-hmm. And I did it because I love the North.
Yeah.
And I love that because he's telling them, like, I am willing to do anything for the North. Now, even if you don't think I should do it, I'm going to do it.
He's but doing what he thinks is right.
But you notice how quickly Sansa changes her demeanor when he's
instantly.
Like, I'm leaving you in charge. And she's just like, okay, I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah. And then they cut to...
Can I get your horse, please?
Yeah.
And then they show her looking at
Littlefinger. Yeah.
He's like, which, you know, what? Creepy. But you know what? What would be interesting, and I really think this is what's going to happen, is Littlefinger's going to try to play Sansa, but she's going to play him, and you're not going to find out until the end.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's going to work him.
Yeah, I think so. But I also think that when they went into the Cryptarch, that he's planning on something for Jon, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why would he keep talking shit? He's just he's like, you need to thank me.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I love Catelyn. I love Catelyn, but she didn't even like you. Yeah. Like, dude, like, what a fucking dick.
Yeah, or like she brought up like how he outlived his brother, his dad, or Ned.
It's a weird way to give compliments.
Yeah, like it's a backhanded compliment, correct. Really.
And that he loves Sansa.
Yeah,
and that's when Jon is like,
he's like, look, bitch,
you touch her,
you talk to her, and I'm fucking.
You touch one red hair, and you're toast.
Doesn't matter if it's a carpet or the drapes. you're done.
You're done. Yeah. I'm gonna cut your head off with my Valyrian steel sword.
Yeah, strap. And I'm gonna get Grey Worm to. his Valyrian still is trapped on.
So then John leaves, as predicted last week.
He did call it out.
I'm right.
He did.
I'm right. So, John told me at work. He's like, you were right. So
yeah, I'll admit it. I was wrong.
So then they go. Where do they go after that? Hot sauce. Now they go to the Sand Snakes in Yara.
Ooh, they're on the boats. On the boats.
I'm on a boat.
Boats
and hoes.
It's not looking so hot anymore.
Oh, that's a good one.
hot.
So they go on the ships and...
They basically figure out there's a bigger, badder fleet out there.
Basically.
Well, what ends up happening is you see a conversation between... what's her name?
The Dorne chick.
What's her name? The main one.
Oh, Ilaria.
Well, they're all fucking mean.
Is it Ilaria?
Ilaria Sand? Something like that?
Something like that. Well, she ends up, you know, flirting with Yara.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're getting...
A foreign invasion is happening right now.
I thought that was clever. He's like, what are you doing? She was just like, what are you doing watching? Because, I mean, Yara seems to be game with, like, a threesome with Theon himself, too.
Yeah,
but Theon ain't got the parts, baby.
Yeah, yep. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, daddy. He's missing.
Yeah! So
yeah. Little inside joke there.
Yeah. So anyways, like they're about to handle their business, but before they're about to make out and start the business, the ship gets rocked. Who rocks the ship, though? Anybody want to fill in?
Euron.
Euron rocks that ship. He ends up plowing his huge warship into their little baby boat.
Yeah, he's doing the plowing.
So do you know what the name of Euron's ship is?
The Silent...
Silence,
yeah.
All of his crew, are mute. None of them never talk. No, yeah. All their tongues off.
Yeah, they're all mutes. That's wild right there. Yeah, he cut all their tongues. You know why, though? They're supposed to be, like, painted in red, too, because of how bloody they are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He comes down on that little, it looks like a tentacle. If you notice, that's like a Kraken's tentacle.
I thought it was just like a, like.
If you look at it, it's a tentacle. It's like, it's designed like cool. A tentacle.
Dude, his, speaking of tentacle, like his axe was sick. Did you see the tentacles on his axe?
Yeah.
That was dope.
What's with all the tentacles all of a sudden?
So he kills the two of the daughters.
He kills three?
He kills Nymeri. No, the third one, they take prisoner with the mom.
Do they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Because she's in the room with her. They have her, grab her by the hair.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So he kills Nymeria.
Not Nymeria.
That's the wolf.
That's the wolf.
No. The daughter's name is Nymeria, too.
Is it really?
Is it?
I believe so, yeah. Huh. The one that's the Iron Fist chick.
The girlfriend.
The girlfriend, of Iron Fist, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They kill her. Yeah. And then they kill Oberina or whatever. She's named after the dad.
Yeah.
The other one. He kills them. From what I read is that they were supposed to have a longer drawn-out battle to cure the one from the Iron Fist, but they only had her for 2 weeks because they had to fly her from filming Iron Fist to do that scene.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't have enough time to like draw it out as much as they wanted to.
To kill her.
Damn.
Yeah, so she died the way she died.
Yeah.
And so then they, you know, they leave Theon, you know, Yara comes and he, man, did you notice he beat every single chick by punching them?
Yeah,
you know, they can't take a punch.
Yeah, like, did you see the way that the chick with the whip, he came just what?
She was done. She was done. That's
pretty much what ended up happening, and then he got her.
Who did daddy?
Yeah, pretty much.
So then Theon, you know, Yara fights and she ain't good enough. He punches her too, and he's got her, and he's telling Theon, come get your sister. And Theon's just like...
He's got the axe right to her throat.
He goes reek, man. He goes full reek.
Yeah, he does.
He walks around. He starts creeping out.
You got to give that actor a lot of credit because, like, you can tell he goes reek just by his facial expression.
Yeah, that was really good.
He's a really good actor.
Mm-hmm. Damn good.
And he jumps overboard, and they take off.
He's like, peace out.
Yeah.
And that's basically how it ends.
Boom, 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 boom.
So next season, next episode, they show Jon going to Dragonstone.
Yeah.
It looks like they're finally going to attack Casterly Rock. So it looks like we're starting to move along a little bit faster now.
How we skipped over the long sex scene.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It wasn't really that. We already talked about it, too.
To me, that was a big, honestly, in my opinion.
A waste of time?
It was a waste of time.
Yeah, very much was.
Like, I don't need to see 10 minutes of that. Like,
they just kept on going and going.
You could have cut it down to two or three, and we would have got the point. Yeah, and... I think they're trying to set it up because I think one of them is going to die, so they're trying to
make us feel
to make that
them.
Emotional attachment to one of them.
I don't think it's
going to
be Grey Worm either.
You're my weakness.
I think it's going to be Grey Worm.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because if you notice, Grey Worm's wearing that dragon little thing on his shoulder right here. In the preview for the next one or later, the one for the long one, she's wearing it, but she wasn't wearing it before. Melisandre, whatever. What else? Next episode, it looks like it's gonna take off pretty fast.
We hope.
I still think it went a little slow. There was things that didn't need to happen. It's forgivable because now that we know John's on his way, we know.
I think it did well because we were able to forgive it because of that battleship scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way it ended,
just real bloody, real gruesome.
So, you know what? I'm going to go out here right now and say that Beric Dondarrion has Dawn. Now, I've talked to some of y'all about this at work. People don't know what Dawn is. Dawn is Sir Arthur Dayne's sword. He was the Sword of the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ned kills him in the flashback scene. It's the sword that has, on the pommel, it has like a sun rising. And on the top of that pommel is a little nipple, like, I guess where they screw it in to hold it. But it sticks out, protrudes out a lot.
Yeah.
If you notice, I saw this video. Everywhere Beric Dondarrion goes, he covers the pommel of the sword with his hand. They never let you see the pommel.
That's smart.
And just when you think you're going to see it, the horse's head moves in front of it.
Oh,
But they got a good look at it. It has the little nipple thing on it. So
find the nipple.
What the other interesting thing is when he fights the hound, when he lights the sword, he cuts his hand. Remember, he cuts his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And he turns it on fire with his hand. You know, because they say he's a fire white.
Yeah.
In the trailer, we see him with the sword. He's holding it, and it just lights up by itself.
Yeah.
So I think he's Dawn. I think he has Dawn. In the book, he is actually betrothed to Ashara Dane's little sister, Illyria Dane, younger sister. So he's been to the Dane household. His squire is Sir Edric Dane, who they call Ned, who is he's next in line to be the Lord of Starfall, which is the Dane house, the castle. So Beric having Dawn is not unheard of. He could have it. And in the book, Beric's been dead since the Red Wedding.
Damn.
So he's still alive for a purpose. Pretty much he's going to die.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to pass Dawn off to
Snow.
I also think he has what's called the Kiss of Life. Kiss of Fire or whatever. That's why he can keep coming back to life.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, he gives it to Catelyn Stark. In the book, Catelyn Stark's still alive.
Yeah.
They call her Cold Heart. She doesn't talk. She's alive. He brought her back to life by giving her the Kiss of Fire, Kiss of Life, and he died. I think he's going to give it to Jon Snow. Which is interesting because if Beric's not even alive, you know, that's why I think when they say that it could end bittersweet, if he makes Jon Snow a fire white, he's not going to have kids and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Not really alive. It's very interesting. Like, I'm really excited to see where it's going to go. There's so much.
But Jon's willing to do whatever he can for the. Or not.
Yeah.
He'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah. So I think that Jon is Azor Ahai, and I think that Daenerys Targaryen is
the prince that was promised.
Two different people.
Interesting.
Yeah, that could be possible.
There's also someone called the Last Hero, which is another prophetic person, but
Bran?
Could be Bran.
Yeah. Or it could be Jon again.
But I'm finally, you know, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this, at least 2 years worth.
Sadly.
After this season's over.
Yeah.
Oh, that weight's going
to
be a killer.
So what would you give Stormborn on a scale of 1 to 10?
That's going
to
be about a 9.
You think so? A 9, yeah. Okay.
What are we...
Like rating.
What do you rate
like
it?
Episode?
Yeah, 1 to...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it meant like about Daenerys. So I was like, about 10. I would say an 8.5.
Okay.
About 8.5 too. Yeah.
I'm going to say about an 8. 7.58.
Okay.
It was going slow until the sea battle. Which I thought would have been a little bit more bigger, but it wasn't, but I'll take it because now we're moving forward. Jon's out of Winterfell.
The story's going.
Yeah. I think we're going to see the story accelerate.
Keep going.
Do you have any final thoughts on the topic of the episode, Hot Sauce? What did you like? What would you have liked to seen?
I hope, what's his name? Arya finds somebody next episode. That's what I'm hoping for.
We forgot to mention when... they were down in the crypts and they were showing how to kill the dragon with the bow.
Oh, yeah.
They had developed after years. They developed that giant bow to kill the dragon.
Mm-hmm. The only issue I have with that is you have to hit a moving target that's flying with one shot.
True.
Very true, yeah.
So that's the only thing that's
can they do it?
Yeah, and they have to hit him in the eye.
Yeah, that's the only way.
In between.
No, it's the eye.
It just showed hit the skull, but yeah.
Yeah.
They show him hit the skull, but you have to hit the dragon in the eye to kill
really?
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
The fastest way.
But maybe they'll manage to kill one of those dragons, and that's the one that becomes the ice dragon.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit of foreshadowing.
When you think about the trailers, all we've ever seen really, though, is Drogon.
Drogon?
Yeah.
Drogon or something like that.
You know, in the Field of Fire 2.0, whenever she's flying, it's just one dragon with her.
Yeah. The main one.
Maybe they lose both of them.
Oh, shit.
Maybe we're all wrong about it.
Oh, they did a little thing somebody noticed in the episode. There's three arcs, and Tyrion standing under one, Daenerys, but the other one is blank for like...
Jon Snow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that Tyrion's going to be a dragon rider?
I think it's possible. Falcon says no, I say yes.
I don't think he is, but I think that it is possible. in the books and stuff, there were people. There was people that rode dragons that weren't.
That's the exception to that rule.
But when you have Valyrian, old Valyrian blood, though, you automatically like bond with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was a time when they had a bunch of dragons, and a lot of the Targaryens were dead, so they were bringing bastards in, and they were just getting eaten and fried. And one of the persons that bonded with a dragon was actually not even a Targaryen.
Oh, that's shit. What's up.
Yeah. So, I think, but I was right. I was also right with the fact that Bran is going to get there and Jon Snow's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And now we know Arya's going to get there. And so basically all the Starks that are still alive are going to be there except for him.
Yeah.
Which it reinforces the thought that he's more
not really a Stark. Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because they, you know, whenever Arya was with the Faceless Men, the one thing that she couldn't give up was her sword because she loved Jon.
And her title, I think, right? Or just her name? She wouldn't want to give up her name as well.
Well, yeah, but the sword, like,
but
she
the sword
it.
Itself,
she
yeah, she didn't throw it away. She threw away everything else.
That symbolized
needle.
Everything.
Yeah, her bond with because Jon. She loves Jon.
Yeah.
Because he gave her the sword.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm very interested to see where it's so far. So I will, let's do on the status of the leak that I read, the script leak, to tell you where we are as far as accuracy goes. I would say it's probably like this episode. Last episode was, there was some differences, but it ended exactly the way they said it was going to end with her saying the exact words.
Mm-hmm.
This episode ended with him going to Dragonstone.
Uh-huh.
Which they really didn't say. They just said that he was going to go. But it's kind of accurate. It's if there's some things that are off. I think people were expecting more to happen in the, under the crypts.
Because
Lyanna Stark's statue was there right next to Ned's. And people were thinking that he was going to say something. So we know now that if Jon's going to find out that he's a Targaryen, when is he going to find out? He ain't going to see Bran.
True.
They say that maybe Sam will find a book in the Citadel that has it written that he was born to them. You never know. They could have sent a raven from the Tower of Joy. So,
I wonder if they're going to show anything this season about the like the Weirwood Tree and what's down below the crypts.
True.
That'll be interesting. Uh-huh.
You know what is interesting about the Weirwood Trees? You know they cry blood or whatever.
Yeah.
And why they feed it.
They used to feed on blood back
and
in the day.
They still do. They basically, its roots, they put it over them, like when the bodies are in there. And even when the very first episode, when Ned Stark chops that guy's head off,
he cleans his sword at the pool. Yeah,
yeah, he feeds the blood
to the weirwood tree. Yeah, he doesn't clean the blade. They also say that when you cut down a weirwood tree, that the base of it or the what's left turns into stone,
like it petrifies.
So they, because in the book, Winterfell is described as a living. Like a living castle, like a weirwood, like it was a weirwood tree.
It's probably the biggest
that had
one.
Grown,
I think,
yeah,
the biggest one out there.
Yeah. So they think that Winterfell, like, is made out of a weirwood tree, and that underneath it there's like roots that are the caverns.
Whoa,
shit. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, if you're just getting into Game of Thrones because a TV show, that's awesome, and that's great. It's a great story. But do yourself a favor, read the books, and get the audio books if you can't read. Or just, like, if you don't like to read, not if you can't read. If you don't like to read, if you get bored reading, if you feel like you can't retain the information when you read, get the audiobooks. And if not, at the very least, go on YouTube. Everyone has access. And just, you can watch a lot of stuff about the history of Westeros, the history of the houses, people's theories. When you read about, when people give their theories, they'll give you a lot of background information into what they've read. And just do yourself a favor, because the world of Ice and Fire is so much bigger,
so huge,
than what you see in the TV
yeah,
show.
Huge.
And I know I can speak for John and for Hot Sauce. We've watched a lot of those videos. John watches
a lot of YouTube. Alt Shift X.
He watches that one. Hot Sauce watches some.
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, I watch The Order of the Green Hand. I watch The Gray Area. I watch Talking Thrones. I watched The Last Harpy. Like, I've seen just about everybody that does one. Yeah. And there's some really good information, and some of them back it up really, really well.
Especially with even the like the city names, like River Run. Why is it called River Run? Because the river runs through it. Why is it called Winterfell? Because winter kind of may have originated, or there's something down there that there has to be a Stark
In Winterfell at all times, yeah. The magic, yeah.
Linking that to it to keep whatever's down there, whether it be like an ice dragon or they said the Night King, like the God Night King or something like that.
Yeah.
That could be held there too. So we'll see.
Well, they did say in the book whenever there's no Starks in Winterfell, when everyone's gone, that the snow is so thick and like they can't get
that's right,
past
because
anything. And
what's it called? Once they were gone, once Bran and what's his name?
Rickon.
Yeah, Rickon were gone. Stannis said, whoa, it should be an easy trek through there, but it actually was even worse.
It was a harsh winter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because there was no Stark there. Yeah, so do yourselves a favor. Watch it. We are over our time limit, so, you know, I hope y'all like this episode. Please, please, please go to our Facebook page. Go to our Instagram, Men of the Cave Podcast. Like us, share us with your friends, listen to it, and subscribe to our podcast. You can do it on
iTunes.
And you can do it on Podomatic, which hosts our podcast. And just message us, let us know if there's anything you'd like for us to talk about, anything we missed, or if there's anything that you think that you'd like to let us know about, opinion on something. We'd love to hear from y'all. As always, thank you, and tell the nice people goodbye. Gil,
you guys have a good one. Until next time,
see you next time.
Johnny Danger,
later, y'all.
See y'all episode 37 next week.
Peace.